Well, hello, this is Brother Thurman, and we're here with ABCs of Christian Growth, and we're going to begin our study today on the Lesson A and get this thing underway. And I hope that you're excited about this, and this is something that you want to do in your heart, is study God's Word and know what God says in His Word concerning what is true and what is not true. So we'll begin with the letter A, and we start with the assurance of salvation, something that every Christian needs. Now, first of all, let's talk about whether or not you're a Christian. The word Christian is used in society and used in Christendom quite a bit, and the word Christian doesn't exactly mean what it did back in scriptural days when the church first started in Antioch. But it does to Christians. The word Christian means Christian to true Christians, but they're misusing the word nowadays. But what we mean by Christian is somebody that has repented of their sins and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Scriptures. The Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. The Bible says that you're a sinner. It says that if you got what you deserve, that God would have to put you into hell for eternity, and you'd end up in the lake of fire not because of what you have done, but because of what you are. You're a sinner. And the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. And it's talking about dying. Your body's going to die, and it's going to go back to the grave as God said it would. But what the Bible is talking about is over in Revelation 21, verse 8. It says, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and sorcerers and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The second death. Being eternally separated from God for all eternity and being in the lake of fire, and according to Luke chapter 16, suffering torments and being punished, not just down there suffering, but being punished. And being punished for what? For rejecting God's Son. Now, the Bible says that you don't have to go die and go to hell. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God has put together a gift through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that was born of a virgin, came down to this earth, was born of a virgin, lived 33 and a half years on this earth, and went to the cross of Calvary on purpose to die for your sins. Then He was buried, and 3 days later He rose from the dead, and He ascended 40 days later back to the right hand of the Father where He is today. And we're waiting on Him to return. Now, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. And then Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, you either believe God's Word or you don't. You either believe that God is or you don't. The world's trying to confuse things and make everything relativistic. And there is no good and bad. There is no up and down. There is no left and right. But they're liars, and it's a bunch of foolish, ignorant, stupid stuff to be talking about and believing and teaching the children and teaching these generations. What God says is true. And the Bible says that nature itself teaches you that you're without excuse. Now, the question is, will you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? Will you confess to the Lord that you're a sinner, that if you got what you deserve, that He'd have to put you in hell for eternity, and but you don't want to go to hell, and as best as you know how, you will accept Him according to His Word, accept Him as your Savior, and accept His blood atonement for your sins in your place, and receive Him as your Savior. Now the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So let me ask you a question. Would you be willing, if God would take you just like you are, a sinner deserving to die and go to hell, and He would save you and give you a home in heaven, would you receive Him as your Savior right now? You'd be a fool not to, wouldn't you? Well, the Bible says that if you'll call upon His name and you will receive Him as your Savior, then He will save you. Now, that's what God has said, and God's not a liar. So, I'm going to pray a prayer, and my prayer can't save you, but you praying and talking to the Lord from your heart and meaning business with the Lord is what the Lord's interested in. So I'm going to pray a prayer to try to just help you along there. But if you want to pray a different prayer and you want to pray your own prayer, you go right ahead. But the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So I'm going to pray a prayer. And if you want to pray that prayer behind me, you're more than welcome to do that. It's just to help you out. But if you mean business from your heart with the Lord promises right now that He'll save you. So here we go. "Lord, I come to You by faith, and I've heard what Brother Thurman has said about the gospel of Jesus Christ, Your Son. Lord, I ask You, I come to You by faith, and I ask You, I repent of my sins. I confess to You that I'm a sinner. And I know that if I got what I deserve, that You'd have to put me in hell for eternity. But Lord, I don't want to go to hell. And Lord, I want to be saved. And Your Word says that if I'll call upon Your name, and I receive Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as my Savior, then You'll save me. So right now, by faith, I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I believe that He came and that He died, was buried, and that He rose again on the third day. And I accept Him as my Savior now, Lord, and I ask You to save me. And Lord, by faith, I thank You for saving me, and I thank You for giving me a home in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen." All right, let me ask you a question. Did you mean what you just did? Was you talking to God from your heart when you just did that? Okay, well, the Bible says, now listen to this, in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord," go ahead and say it with me, "whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Now, according to the Bible, according to what God says, not what Brother Thurman says, not what anybody else says, but according to what the Bible says and what God, the author of the Bible, said, if you called upon His name and you meant business right now, what did God just do? He just saved you, right? He just wrote your name down in the book of life in heaven, and you have been born again. Now, this salvation is something that you don't take lightly. There's a lot of things that have just happened. One of them is that all the angels in heaven are rejoicing, and it says that they're rejoicing, and that they're what is it? It says they're screaming. They probably are, but it says that they're rejoicing. The angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner that repenteth, that comes to God and repents. So according to the Bible, you just made heaven happy, and they're rejoicing because of what you just did. Now, you're no different than anybody else that's been born again, and that is a Christian. You are now a Christian, not because of what you do, but because of what Jesus Christ has done. And because you obeyed the Scriptures, and you believed on the Son, and you called upon God's name. That's it. That's it. Now, according to the Bible, you are now a Christian. You are now a son of God. And you have been born again, and you're born into the family of God. You've become part of the church, the body of Christ. And now the Scriptures teach that you need to be baptized. Now, that has absolutely nothing to do with your salvation. Nothing to do with your salvation. If you died within the next 2 minutes, and I hope you don't, It might be me with my throat. But if you died within the next 2 minutes, your home is heaven. You're going to heaven whether you like it or not. And you'll like it. But the Bible says, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath entered into the heart of man the things God hath prepared for them that love him. Now, you ought to be happy, and there ought to be joy in your heart right now because of what's just happened to you. Now, there might not be no fireworks, and there might be fireworks going off in your heart right now. That's fine. But the bottom line is, God's not a liar, and His Word is true, and God kept His part of His promise to you. You called upon His name, He saved you. Okay? So, the next thing is that you need to be baptized. The Bible tells us to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them. Excuse me, my voice is just, hold on just a minute. Okay, I think I got it cleared out now. Devil do anything, stop talking about salvation and trying to encourage somebody to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. But anyway, the next thing is, you need to be baptized. The Bible says it's got nothing that... Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, what that means is that you need to present yourself for baptism. And baptism is a picture of what has already happened. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is what saves you. And you're already saved. But what the Lord wants you to do now is to go and publicly be baptized, showing a picture of what has already happened to you. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord has saved you, and now you're going to walk in newness of life, the Bible says. So you need to present yourself somewhere to where they baptize and they immerse baptizing. I'm sorry about this voice, but we're going to go on with it. But you need to present yourself for baptism. That's obedience to the Lord. That's being obedient to the Lord, that you're not ashamed of Him and you're not ashamed of what has happened to you and what God has done for you. And you present yourself for baptism, you get baptized, and then you need to join with a local New Testament assembly of born-again believers and start learning the Word of God and start growing in the things of the Lord, growing in spiritual things. And I'm sorry about this, folks. Excuse me. All right, I'm back. Now, you've been born again. You present yourself for baptism. And then you join a local assembly according to the Word of God, and you begin learning the Word of God, and you grow spiritually. That's the Lord's desire for you right now, is that you grow spiritually, that you grow and grow and grow, and you grow into a mature Christian, knowing about spiritual things. God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And that's it. That's it. That's what being a Christian is all about. And then from the time that you just received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your life is different now. You might not realize it, but you're going to realize it. And the Bible says that if you've been born again, that you're a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Things are going to start changing. Your desires are going to start changing. Your wants and your needs are going to start changing. Your trust is going to start changing. What you believe about things are going to start changing. You're going to fall in love with the Word of God and fall in love with the Lord. And you're going to realize more and more that the Lord is. And He's going to reveal Himself to you and show you some precious and wonderful things. And at the same time, you're going to start putting things off. You're going to start the sin nature. You still have your flesh, and you still have two parts to you, two natures to you. The Holy Ghost is indwelling you right now, and He's going to be there for all eternity. And he's going to be teaching you good and teaching you the things of God. And at the same time, your old dirty evil flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ called it, is going to want its way. But there's going to be a battle going on in you. And it's going to last until the Lord Jesus Christ comes. And it's going to last until the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to get us. But you don't need to worry about all that. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of things right now. We're going to take this piece by piece. This is called the ABCs of Christian growth. But what you just did is the most significant thing that's ever happened in your life, and you're not ever going to regret it. But all things are new. And okay, so you've been born again. You're going to get baptized, and you're going to join with a local assembly of Bible believers that believe the Word of God and teach the Word of God. You don't want to get tied up with a bunch of people that have no respect or do not honor God's Word. If they're not reading and studying God's Word, you're wasting your time being around them. Because God, the way that we know about the Lord and our identity is in the Lord. Who we are is in the Lord. It's in what God says, and God will never do anything outside of His Word. God honors His Word above His name, the Bible says in Psalm 138, verse 2. So God respects His Word, and He wants us to respect it. So what we do is we read God's Word, we understand it, we believe it, and we go believing. And we make changes as the Holy Ghost shows us. Now, what I was saying a while ago was, you're going to be putting new things on, but you're also, on the flip of the coin, you're going to be putting things off. In other words, the Lord's going to start speaking to you about things that you need to stop and get out of your life, and things that you need to change, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And the Bible says that the Lord convicts us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He convicts us of what's right. He tells us when we're doing right. He tells us when we're doing wrong. And He also tells us the difference between right and wrong. And I'm glad He does, ain't you? So that's the whole thing about Christianity right there. That's what Christianity is, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll notice that all through this time, besides my coughing, and I promise you, it's not going to be in every recording, but we're just going to let this one go because I got to figure out how to do things, and I'm not very... it'll get better, I promise. But I'll stop coughing in your face. But anyway... we're going to take these and we're going to try to make them about 30 minutes long. I feel that's what the Lord wants to do, because if about 30 minutes is about what we need to do. I was recording them and they were about an hour and a little more than that, and there's nothing wrong with that either, but the Lord seems to impress me that He wants to go about 30 minutes, so that's what we'll do. But we're going to start this in the letter A, like we said, and the assurance of salvation. But we can't talk about the assurance of salvation, something that you can be assured of, unless you are saved, unless you are a Christian. Excuse me. So, the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. That's in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Now, I would recommend, just for us to get some groundwork down, that you bring a pencil and a piece of paper to these recordings as you listen to them, because I will give you all the scriptures that we talk about. And if you don't have God's Word, then what's the use in listening, you know? I mean, because... Excuse me. Because it's God's Word that makes the difference in everything and anything. And it's God's Word that has the power behind it. You can listen to me all you want, rant and rave and cough and choke and everything else, but what good does it do you unless you have the Word of God behind to back it up? Okay? So when we talk about the assurance of salvation, we're going to be talking about what the Word of God says about you can be assured that you are saved. Now, one thing that the devil's going to try to do is that Satan's going to try to get you to doubt your salvation. What you just did, he's going to bring you all kind. He is the adversary. He's the enemy. And he's as real as God is. And he's going to try to get you to doubt your salvation. Now, he will cause you to wonder if you are really a Christian and tell you that because you do not feel any different than before, then nothing really happened. He's told every one of us that. And, man, in my life, I wish he would go on and leave me alone, but he ain't never left me alone about my salvation. He's tried to make me that. He gets up and tells me that every day, that I'm going to hell. He tells me God has not saved me and that I'm going to hell. But he's a liar. And we get to where we believe the Word of God more than we believe Him. We will start getting assurance that way. But He's going to come at you. You're born again. Evidences that you have been born again is that the enemy is going to start coming at you and telling you that you're not saved, and trying to talk you out of it, and try to talk you away from God. And another thing that the devil's going to try to do is get the Word of God away from you. He's going to try every way that he can to take the Word of God away from you. So however he can do it, by giving you a new translation, or giving you a this or that or the other, or putting you in some place where they don't teach the Word of God. You be sure that you have a King James Bible. I said a King James Bible. You be sure that you have a King James Bible and that you attend somewhere where there is a preacher that loves the Word of God, and the Spirit in you will bear witness of whether he loves the Word of God or not. You can tell whether somebody's a fake or somebody means it, and the Holy Ghost will tell you. And you get around a preacher that means business about preaching the Word of God and about teaching you, and he's serious and he cares for you and he loves you and he wants you to be right with the Lord, and he wants you to learn the things of God. You can tell. You get with one of them and you stick it out and you stay there because you learn the Word of God. It's gonna be a fight, and you're gonna have to fight to learn the Word of God, because the enemy is serious about taking that Bible away from you, because if he takes that Bible away from you, then you have no defense. You're in the world, but you're not of the world, but you're still in the world. And you have three enemies. You have the world, and the things of the world, and the temptations of the world. You have the flesh. That's that body that you're carrying around. That's wicked, the Lord Jesus Christ said. And it always wants its way. And then you have the devil. We have enemies that we're fighting. We're going to get into all this stuff as we, as you heard whenever I went over the first, the introduction, all the things that we're going to talk about. One of them's going to be the devil and his temptations and things like that. So I know this is a little overwhelming right now, but the main thing is, did you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Did you mean it? Then if you meant it, then we're off to a good start. And that's all there is to it. Okay, and you don't have to be in a hurry and rush out and try to hurry this thing about baptism, but it does need to be on your mind, because it is a commandment from our Lord, and you need to publicly present yourself for baptism. I used to baptize guys in a lake, and we just did it in a lake, and it was an ice cold lake up in Pennsylvania, and you talk about freezing, man. But it was a blessing, because it was obedience. Now listen, Satan's going to try to make you doubt your salvation, and he's going to cause you to wonder whether you're really a Christian, and he's going to tell you that because you don't feel saved, that nothing really happened. And then when you sin, Satan's going to be quick to sow seeds of doubt and tell you that Christians don't sin, so you must not be saved. Well, don't be surprised at this stuff. He's going to come and he's going to try to make you doubt whether or not you're saved or not. But one thing that you should always remember is that now that you are saved, Satan's going to do all that he can to get God's Word away from you. And he's going to do all he can to get God's Word out of your life. He hates God's word because he knows it's true, and everything God has said will come to pass. Remember the verse we read, Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Now, that's including God's word, and God said it's not going to pass away. Now, God's not a liar. God doesn't lie, and God's word's not going to pass away. He said it's going to be here, and it's going to be, God's word lives. It's not just a book. It is a book. That's what Bible means, is book. But it's a holy book. It's holy. And God will never lie to you. Hebrews 6:18 says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Now remember, you believed God's word. You said you meant business when you just asked the Lord to save you. The Bible says, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right? Okay, well, that's God's promise to you. Did you call upon His name? Did you believe on His Son like He said? Then God has kept His promise with you, and you are born again. You are saved. And you don't ever have to ask Him to save you again. You don't ever have to worry about Him taking it back and being an Indian giver and taking it back. You don't ever have to worry about that. That was the whole reason that Jesus Christ came, was so what just happened would happen. Okay? So, you're born again. You're my brother or sister in the Lord now. And that should be the most important thing in your life right now. You believe God's word? Continue to believe God's word. Now remember what our Lord Jesus Christ said about Satan. Listen to this. The Lord said in John 8:44, He said, ye, now this is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said about Satan, because there is no truth in him. In the same verse, Jesus said, for he is a liar. As a matter of fact, I think that was the only time that the Lord said that in his word, in the way that he said that about somebody that he said it about, was that he is a liar. I think that's the only one that Jesus ever, just straight as he could put it, called somebody a liar. Yeah, insulting that is, to look in somebody's face, and even if you are a liar, for somebody to look at your face and say, you're a liar. Yeah, insulting that is, even, I mean, if you're not a liar and you're not lying, it's one thing. But if you are a liar and somebody says that to your face, it's the biggest insult in the world, isn't it? Well, Jesus called the devil that. He said he's the father of lies. He's a liar. He speaketh of his own, for he's a liar, and he's a father of it. He's a father of it. So, we're going to stop right now. I've coughed in your face enough to begin with this thing. But the most important of this first tape, I think we got exactly the way that we needed to get it, and that was that you got saved. Congratulations. I know you meant business when you did it, or you wouldn't have did it. So, by faith, you have been born again, and it's as real as the voice that you're listening to right now. It's as real as you sitting there, reach over and scratch yourself with one hand on the other hand. It's as real as that. That's how real your salvation is. Your name's written in heaven. The Lord is not going to take your salvation away from you, and you don't ever have to worry about that stuff again. And in this next recording, we're going to get into the assurance of salvation and how you can know that that you don't ever have to doubt it, and what is meant by the assurance of salvation. We're going to talk about why do I need the assurance of salvation. We're going to talk about what is the basis for the assurance of my salvation. What's the foundation of me being assured that I'm saved? We're going to talk about how may I know that I'm saved? When somebody asks me if I'm saved and I say yes, how do I know that? Okay, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about what brings assurance of salvation. And just a lot of things. And then we're going to talk about what happens if I sin. And can I ever lose my salvation? These are things that we need to know as brand new Christians. And whether you have just received the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, or whether you're a mentor, or whether you're a teacher or preacher listening to this, I hope you're not real offended about my coughing and stuff. Sounds like it's getting better, doesn't it, now that we're going to quit. That's just like the enemy, isn't it? There's your evidence right there. The enemy hates me talking about salvation, especially somebody sitting there listening that could get saved. The devil fights that stuff. So there's your testimony right there about my coughing and stuff. Or you say, well, you're just a stupid man and you don't clean your voice out before you talk. Okay. But both are true. So anyway, I appreciate you listening to these. And you know what? If you just received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I love you with Christ's love. And so do all the born-again believers and our family. And we're the body of Christ. And that's what's important in this life. And we're going to get into a lot of things that are going to be great, and you're going to love it. So you be sure to listen to this next one if you want to. If you don't and you're tired of it already, that's fine. But if you do, I hope you will, because we're going to talk about a lot of Scripture. Now, the Scriptures that we talked about today are Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, and John chapter 8, verse 44. And not very many Scriptures, but we talked about what we needed to and what the Holy Ghost wanted us to talk about today. So I would pray that you would, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for this recording and helping out my coughing and how foolish that was. You know how it goes, Lord, when we're talking about your word. I thank you most of all for these listeners that by faith received the Lord Jesus Christ, their Savior. I pray that you would be with them and that you would strengthen them and that you would safeguard them and that you would bring brothers and sisters around them to support them now. And I pray that these audios, these recordings would be encouraging and both uplifting and that it would be supportive and helpful. And Lord, we all know that it's all about you and it's all about your word. So we honor you, we magnify you, and we worship you, Lord. And we love you with our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So there you go. And we'll talk on the next one, okay? And I love you with Christ's love. Goodbye.